yeah, it was a unique experience to sit down and visit with Governor Rauner and talk about this proposal or declaration, if you will. Something that started with in Rock Island County, and you know, they worked with Senator Anderson and got the bill, or got to enable the legislation to be started and kind of updated, and then have continued to adhere, you know, the IA board, and then on to the governor's office to actually enact this declaration of a harvest season emergency. So it kind of culminated a whole effect that started, you know, locally in our area. Basically, it's a 10% variance on your plate for your farm vehicle or any vehicle hauling ag commodities. It's not exclusive to farm plates, so commercial carriers can as well, as long as they're hauling an ag commodity. And then it's the permit process. You still have to apply for the free permit in the state of Illinois, and your that permit that you get from the IDOT is for the state highways, not applicable to interstate. And then, but basically you get a permit for the state highways to run. When you look at the situations that we've got this year, we've got, I would say, very good yields. So you've got a lot of bushels to handle. We've had weather that's been hit or miss. Some areas, there's areas, as we come back from Northern Illinois, we're in Yorkville for the signing. There's a lot of corn standing out here. There's a lot of soybeans left to harvest. And, you know, here we are in November. You know, that eight, you know, on a semi, that represents another 120 to 30 bushels of corn that we're allowed to harvest. And that, in a day's time, you know, if you get 10 loads a day, now you're getting almost 11 in bushels. And that's kind of important as we try and finish up the harvest for the farmers up in here.